Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Michael Baptiste, and I will be your host along with Malachi Monroe, and I'm here in the virtual studio with some of our mastermind partners right now as we speak. We have a wonderful show planned for you this morning, and we're inviting all of you to join in this discussion. It promises to be extremely enlightening. This is our fourth week hosting, and we're very excited and honored to start our Saturday morning with all of our loyal listeners with such an awesome topic as our suggestion. Now, before we get into the topic, I'd like to take a few minutes to introduce ourselves since we'll be hosting with you today. Now, I invite you to call or text or email a family member or friend and tell them that we're on the air right now, and they can join us via internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phones at 661-554-9219. Now, if you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Make a comment and let us know that you're listening and post your questions there as well. Now, I'm Michael Baptiste, and I'm your host for the day. I've been a member of International Masterminders Association for several months now, and I've gained a lot of experience, a lot of enlightening knowledge over the course of my experience with the International Masterminders Association. For example, I've been able to use my mind to attract things that I want. In terms of business, this is an example of some of the things I've been able to do. I had an opportunity to sell a couple of laptops, and through using the principle of suggestion, I told myself repeatedly every single day, I'm selling these laptops, and I had about 8 laptops in total. Now, these laptops are worth about anywhere from $500 to $600 per unit, and I wanted to get them sold, and I was having a difficult time selling them, so I started applying the principle of self-suggestion, just repeating to myself that they're all going to be sold. I'm going to sell every single unit, every single laptop is sold, and I began to actually believe what I was saying, and over time, what happened was, in one day, after using the principle of auto-suggestion, repetitively and handling the question over to my subconscious, all of the laptops were sold in one single day. So we're going to be speaking about that principle, the principle of auto-suggestion, and how to actually influence your subconscious mind. So I'd also like to let everyone know that the International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminds, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people. Now, for the attainment of a definite purpose, we come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we do, to what we commit to do for ourselves, and we set goals in our lives in every single area. One goal is spiritual, another is family, the next is health, financial, business, civic goals, personal goals, education, recreational, and creativity. So that's just a little bit about us as the International Mastermind Association. Now, here on the call today, I'd like to introduce Mr. Malachi Monroe. Malachi, are you on the call? Okay, once again, I'd like to introduce my guest host, Mr. Malachi Monroe. Okay, Malachi, are you on the call, sir? I believe my guests may be having some technical difficulties.
Good morning, Mr. Baptiste.
Good morning, Mr. Neal.
This is Ann McNeil, the master builder building stronger and better lives. And Malachi Monroe was calling in from the Bahamas, and I think he's having some problems with his phone. So the rest of us who are listening in to you this morning, some of your classmates are actually also on the line. We will help you continue with the show. So, again, we want to thank all of our listening callers and everyone who's in our audience on Blog Talk this morning for joining the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, coming to you live this morning with Michael Baptiste, Malachi Monroe. And we also want to mention, give an honorable mention to our absentee host this morning, who is probably still celebrating his prom night. And so I think you want to also introduce him, even though he's not able to be on the call this morning, Mr. Baptiste.
Thank you very much, Mr. McNeil. And also our absentee host, guest host this morning, is Mr. Stephon Mason. Mr. Stephon Mason is a recent graduate of high school. I apologize. He will be graduating shortly, and he was actually celebrating, you know, having his prom last night. So, you know, definitely congratulations to him. Hope everything went wonderful for him as well. And, you know, we definitely would like to say thank you for Mr. Mason as well. And for Mr. Monroe, he will be on the call shortly. And we definitely will be excited to have him on the call shortly. Now, today we're going to be speaking about auto-suggestion. And just so everybody can get a good feel and a good understanding of what auto-suggestion is, it is the agency of communication between the part of the mind where conscious thoughts take place and that which serves as a seat of action for the subconscious mind. So my question today to all the listeners out there, you know, what exactly does auto-suggestion mean to you? Do I have anybody who has a comment or, you know, some type of response that they can give in terms of what is auto-suggestion?
Michael, Vaughn Johnson, how are you?
Good morning, Vaughn. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm great. I honestly couldn't hear what you said. What is what to me?
Auto-suggestion. What does auto-suggestion mean to you?
Auto-suggestion. I'm kind of new to the show, so it's a new concept to me. Could you give me a page or something like that?
Okay. No problem. Vaughn, I'll give you an example. Let's see. So auto-suggestion, it is the agency of communication between that part of the mind where conscious thought takes place and that which serves as a seat of action for the subconscious mind. Basically, you know, auto-suggestion is self-suggestion. You know, taking a thought and allowing that thought to travel from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind.
Well, it could be something as simple as brushing your teeth or just getting up from the morning to get to work or something as simple as that. Am I correct?
Along those lines, I mean, what you're speaking of basically is a daily routine or what one would consider a habit. You're close, you're along those lines, but our suggestion would be something more along the lines of, you know, you just put in that application and continuously repeat to yourself, I'm getting that job. I'm getting the job. You know, you visualize yourself at the front desk working as a concierge or, you know, whatever the job may be that you're interested in, but you continuously repeat yourself, oh, I'm getting the job is mine, I have that job.
Okay.
So
that would also be like you working, say you're working an entry-level position and you telling yourself, I'm going to be manager one day like that, correct?
Absolutely. That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
That's absolutely correct. So, Vaughn, my question to you is, you know, what is your best definition for the word, you know, auto suggestion?
At that point, it's just, I wouldn't say it's faith, but it's convincing. It's convincing yourself that with your determination or with persistence that something will happen. It's just you telling her. It's you reassuring yourself that it's going to happen. It's you, like we said, going in and turning in that application, or it's you saying, I'm in this position now, but I'll be in this position tomorrow or next Tuesday. It's just you putting yourself in the position, and that will also allow you, if you think about it, it would also allow you to do the necessary things to get yourself to that position. So you're not just saying it by way of mouth, but you're actually making, putting those words to action.
Mm. So, I mean, it sounds like there's some type of faith in there. Would you agree?
Correct.
Oh, okay. And so what type of faith do you think one has to have in order to actually, you know, use auto-suggestion successfully?
You'd honestly have to have a strong faith, an empowering faith, because we don't have that upper hand upstairs is what controls things. We don't have any control over this determination or this auto-suggestion. We just have to have the faith that was doing such actions that the suggestion would actually become a reality.
Mm, okay, so you definitely believe that there's an unseen power that's behind, you know, the faith that we hold, correct?
Correct.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And you know, one more question, you know, what do you think is the best way to actually use and apply auto-suggestion in terms of, you know, you going from that entry-level job to gaining a management position?
Gaining a mansion and producing, I would say not only by telling yourself verbally, but the best way to excel at doing that, write it down and put it on the mirror. When you're brushing your teeth, you're going to look in the mirror. Write it down, put it in the mirror, and you have, like, not only will you have the face and have it in the back of your mind, but you'll have it in front of your eyes. So if ever times, you know, you're discouraged or, you know, it seems doubtful, you can look at it as maybe a thermometer or a ruler and gauge your progress to that suggestion.
Hmm. Okay. And so, you know, this is a personal question for you, Yvonne, because I heard you say that you can actually measure, you know, your, I guess, your results or measure your success that you're having. Do you personally, you know, do you actually set goals and measure those goals out?
All the time.
Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Please continue.
All the time, because I have, myself in particular, I love planes, I fly planes, and I have to sometimes tell myself, well, I want to do this license or rating by the time I'm, you know, 22, or I want to have my commercial rating by the time July 31st comes in. To me, that is something I have to do. Like, before July 31st, I have to have my commercial rating, and God forbid I don't, I have to show myself where I progress towards it, where I have to say, well, you know, I haven't been just sitting here June and the July and just twirling my thumbs, but I've actually made work towards the license, and I'll be there. If I'm not there at that point, I'll be there shortly. So then that way you don't feel like you've wasted all of your time if you haven't done anything. And it's also a painful reminder that you got to check yourself, like, well, I see this in front of me every day. What have I done to get towards it? So it's also like it's that reminder that you will put up will also say, okay, well, you said you want to do this by 20 days, and it's day 15, and you got 5 left. You got to get a move on it.
Absolutely. So you definitely set measurable goals. That is wonderful. And can you actually tell us one of your short-term goals that you're looking to reach?
Short-term goal that I'm looking to reach, I'm actually working on, like, a small business, and I know my short-term goals would be, well, I gave my short-term goals the next year to 5 years. That, to me, is a short-term goal. Well, I've completed my undergraduate, and my short-term goal is to have a successful dog breeding business. So that is my short-term goal, and what I'm doing towards that is making sure that my dogs are healthy, or, you know, making sure they have their shots or all the ricks on file, and make sure they're well exercised, well fed, and well maintained, so that when time does come, I'm able to be presented. I'm not just going by faith and saying, well, I'm going by faith, so that'll be, you know, faith is going to take care of everything. I'm not doing that. I'm saying, well, I'm going by faith, but I'm also doing the necessary things that I need to do to make sure that when it's time for me to present myself as a businessman, that I'm not just standing there twirling my thumbs and say I have faith.
Absolutely. And I can tell by the tone of your voice that you definitely are serious and you definitely are going to be accomplishing your goals in that short amount of time. Now, Vaughn, you know, before we get you off here, I want to ask, you know, what, in terms of breeding dogs, do you think you can actually breed a nice boxer, American Bulldog mix?
Do I think what? I'm sorry?
You can breed me an American Bulldog / Boxer mix.
If If what you want is American Bulldog slash Boxer Mix, I can get you the best American Bulldog slash Boxer Mix if that's what you want.
Oh, wow, that sounds awesome. We may have to talk more about that.
All right. Well,
thank you very much for your comments, Vaughn. You've been wonderful. We definitely appreciate everything. Thank you
so
much.
No, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely. Okay, so good morning to all of our guests. We definitely are speaking right now on the topic of auto-suggestion, and just so that everyone gets a feel for what auto-suggestion is, it's the agency of communication between that part of the mind where conscious thought takes place and that which serves as the seat of action for the subconscious mind. So my question for all listeners here today is, what does auto-suggestion mean to you? We want a good definition of what auto-suggestion is. So if anybody has any comments or any questions that they'd like to ask at the time, please feel free to put in the input. If we have any callers today that want to actually let us know what auto-suggestion means to them. Once again, we're speaking on the topic of auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is the means to which you may influence your subconscious mind. And we have anyone who'd like to ask a question or give a comment as to what they think auto-suggestion is.
I'd like to ask a question of your...
Okay, please go right ahead.
Thank you so very much for calling in this morning. My question to you is, can you share with us an experience that you had yesterday relative to your auto-suggestion when you, I don't want to say anymore, but can you just give us an example of auto-suggestion yesterday, something that happened with you, either one of the items relative to the job or... to the potential job.
Okay, all right. Well, I definitely give you an example. One thing that I'm looking to do, I'm looking to actually get into the automobile business, and with that, I actually want to have my own automobile dealership, get my dealer's license, and be legitimate and become very successful. However, I do realize that I need to start at the bottom, so there is a car dealership named The Collection. It's located in Coral Gables, Miami, Florida. And this dealership, very prestigious luxury automobiles, high-end vehicles, Lamborghini, Aston Martin, Audi, Jaguar, those ranks of vehicles. High-quality people, everyone there is very nice. And, people there are, to say the least, they have very wealthy backgrounds. And this is a place that I want to be around because this is the type of industry I want to get into, a high exotic car industry. I submitted my application there recently, and prior to doing so, as I was walking to the dealership, I kept repeating to myself, I'm going to work in this dealership, there's a job there waiting for me, and, I kept telling myself, and I visualized, me being at the front desk, answering calls, directing customers around, and really getting a feel for what the business is about. And to really get a feel for what the business is about. And I kept visualizing. And so once I got into the dealership, I started speaking to the lady at the front desk, everyone there was, speaking to everybody. And I asked her, did they have any positions open? The lady said, yes, two girls actually just quit recently. And so in my mind, this excited me. And the reason being is because the position that the two girls quit from was the actual position that I was seeking, which is the concierge position. From that point, I went and grabbed an application. The next day I submitted my application. As soon as I submitted it, I made sure I spoke and I had some good conversation with the young lady who submitted my application to Human Resources. The conversation went very well. And, from that point, I just kept repeating to myself, the job is mine. And right now I'm already claiming that the job is mine because I know it's already mine. They're going to call me next week to do my interview. And this interview, basically, they just want to talk to me before they tell me to come in and start working. That's the way I see it. And I know that, for a fact, the job is already mine, and I'm claiming it, and I'm using auto-suggestion to its fullest. And this is only one. example of how auto suggestions actually began to work for me. Another quick example I will give to everyone. Like I said, I am an entrepreneur, and I recently had an opportunity to acquire a few laptops. And these laptops, they retail from anywhere from about $500 to $600. So these are you know, very pricey pieces of equipment. And I had these laptops for about 2 to 3 weeks, and they weren't getting sold. And so I said, what's going on? You know, what's happening here? I didn't really understand. So I picked up the book in Goodrich, and I took a look at that chapter about auto-suggestion. And it's as if a light bulb went off, and I said, aha. And I began to just, you know, repeat to myself constantly, over and over and over and over. All of these laptops are getting sold. I'm selling every single product that I had. All of them are sold. All of them are sold. All of them are sold. And the funny thing is I actually began to believe in myself. So, you know, I go home that day, and when I go home, I start surfing the Internet, and I find a guy online who actually buys different types of, you know, electronic equipment, TVs, radios, you know, things of that sort. And so I was just, you know, I was like I was pulled into this guy's site online, and I started communicating with him via email. And by the end of the conversation, this guy tells me he would buy every single laptop from me. And so that very next day, after I began using the principle auto suggestion, every single laptop that I had was sold. Yes, I sold every single laptop that I had. So those basically are my two real-life examples of how I've taken auto suggestion, taken action upon it, used it, applied it, and you know, put it into my life, and I've seen the results almost instantly of what can happen when you use auto suggestion. Absolutely. And right now we're going to take everyone to our first commercial break.
Thank you for listening to the Blog Talk Station of the Youth International Masterminders Association. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we discuss the best-selling, life-changing book, Think and Grow Rich. Your hosts, Stephon Mason of Miami, Florida, Michael Baptiste of Miami, Florida, and Malachi Monroe of Nassau, Bahamas, are discussing auto-suggestion this week of Think and Grow Rich Manual and inviting you to join us. For more information on the International Masterminders Association, its members, and values, please visit us at www.internationalmastermindersw.org. That's www.internationalmasterminders.org. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Malachi Monroe. That was my co-host, Mr. Malachi Monroe. He did an absolutely wonderful job performing today's commercial. Now, I'd like to get to my second point of today's conversation. You know, in the book, Think and Grow Rich, we find that your subconscious mind acts upon thoughts that have been well emotionalized and mixed with faith. Now, my question to all the callers out there and all the guests on the call today is, what thoughts have you used auto-suggestion? You know, where have you actually applied auto-suggestion in your life? And if you can, also explain to us the method that you've used when applying auto-suggestion in your life. So I do I have any callers who would like to, you know, put in some comment or ask any questions about this topic?
Neil, again, I'd like to have a response here, yes, sir. And my response is that in 1979, I wrote an affirmation, a very short affirmation. Basically, mm-hmm. It was about a sentence. And like the earlier caller mentioned, I placed that affirmation on my refrigerator. I put it in my car. I recited it every day, many times a day. And it took me about 3 or 4 years, actually, for the affirmation to become a reality. But as I continued to read the book, Think and Grow Rich, and to utilize the mastermind concept by having other people hold me accountable to my goals and all of us reciting our affirmation, I found over time that an affirmation is good, an auto-suggestion is good, but one of the things we must always remember is that we must act on what we want. And sometimes we want to do half of it, but we don't want to do the other half regarding the actions, and then we say, oh, that doesn't work, it didn't work for me, I tried it, but we didn't try all of the steps. So I would just like to encourage all of our listening audience that when you have autosuggestion in your life, an action plan is also required to make it become a reality. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Neal. Now, if I may ask you a few questions, you know, when that tipping point come where you realize, you know, you had to apply action and you had to, you know, do more than just look at your goal and just, you know, visualize. When did that tipping point come for you within that time frame?
You asked me how long did it take?
No, the tipping point, I mean, because you say obviously you were looking at it, you were visualizing your goal, you were able to take a look at
your goal. You asked me what was the tipping point?
Yes.
Well, I think the tipping point is a very slow process, and it's very interesting that you mentioned that particular book because I'm reading Malcolm Gladwell's book, rereading it actually about the tipping point. And when you really study the tipping point, it's actually a combination of a lot of little events that eventually tip over and the reality hits. And so for me, it was many tipping points that helped me to realize the value of this process. So I would say the first tipping point actually for me was actually before I wrote the affirmation, I had to realize that I had a problem. And the problem that I had was that I was broke. And I had no way of understanding or realizing how to make money because I did what we traditionally taught to do, go to school, get a good education, go get a good job. And that good job only helped me to break even, but it did not help me to properly plan financially for my future. So from writing that affirmation, reading it every day, taking little steps, I would say probably within the first couple of years, I began to experience what you may call a tipping point in the realization that because I had little steps and people were holding me accountable, action item by item by item, things were done. Bills were paid off. I began to look at additional ways to make money. But equally as important, I began to renew my mind every single day by reading something in addition to help me to achieve that goal. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Camille. Your comments were definitely very enlightening, and we definitely appreciate you. Now, do we actually have any other callers who would like to share on their concept of auto-suggestion? Okay, we have Stephanie. Go right ahead, Stephanie, please.
Yes, hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm great. Just to follow what Ms. McNeil said, auto-suggestion, it means to me not just repeating it over to yourself. It's a way of kind of like jump-starting your batteries, getting you going. Be motivated to do something toward achieving your goals, because we can repeat things over to ourselves over and over again, and never, if we don't put some action behind our words, we will still wind up where we are. And like Ms. Neal said, then we wonder why it didn't work. You'll think, oh, well, it didn't. That didn't work for me. But it's not only you were, just like you did, you were motivated to do something. That auto-suggestion in your head that you kept repeating, motivated you to go to that dealership to check it out and found out, wow, they have an opening. It motivated you to do something about your computer business and make a step toward achieving it. So auto-suggestion is not just about repeating words in your head. It's also like a motivational thing to motivate you to action, to call to action.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
What is auto-suggestion to me.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Can you actually give us an example, though, where you've actually used this principle in your life?
Well, I travel internationally for a living, but before I did that, I didn't realize I was applying the principle of auto-suggestion. But I would look at an airplane, and I would say, I see an airplane flying over anywhere it was going. I said, I'm going to be on that airplane one of these days. One of these days, I want to be on that airplane. I know that wherever that airplane is going, I'm going to be on it. That's what I'm going to, that's what I know it, you know, and I've done that. For you, that's just kept repeating it over in my head. Every time I see a plane, you know, I know that one of these days I'm going to be on that plane going wherever it's going. I don't care where it's going. That's where I'm going to be. But that also helped me to be motivated to do the things I needed to do to get to be on that airplane. do, going to Hong Kong or China or India or wherever it is I go to these days. So, yeah, that is my experience in using other suggestion to get to achieve what I want.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing. That was a very interesting subject. We definitely appreciate your comment. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Now, any other listeners that we have who would like to speak on, you know, auto-suggestion and what it means to them? Okay. So, you know, so far we've been getting some very interesting responses in terms of what auto-suggestion is. And, you know, I really want to find out, you know, the methods, different type of methods that people use for auto-suggestion. So if you can, please share that with me and the rest of the callers listening here. You know, what is your method for using auto-suggestion? You know, some people say they like to, you know, tape their goals on the door, or the mirror, or the car, or when they see a certain object, they like to repeat to themselves, you know, they're going to, you know, be on that object or have that object. But I like to hear some different methods and different strategies that people use to apply the principles of auto-suggestion. So if any of our listeners would actually like to comment or question on this subject, please feel free. Do I have anybody who'd like to share with us? Okay, I believe Sharon wants to share, so I think they'll go right ahead, Sharon. Hello, Sharon, are you on the call? Okay. So do I have any other callers who would like to share?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I apologize, I was on mute. What I was trying to say, this is Sharon Jackson. What I was trying to say that there are a number of things that as you read, Think and Grow Rich, it brings up, it talks about dream boards. And dream boards, the whole point is, what is it that you want? What is the foremost on your mind in terms of where you're going? And a dream board is a board that you put up in a place that you see every day. You may put it up at the end of your bed, in your bathroom, someplace that your eyes will fall on it before you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning, and you will see all the dreams and the desires of your heart. If your desire is for a good job, then you clip out a picture of a job that you want. If it is for an education, then you clip out, you decide which school that you want to go to. It may be a picture of that school or maybe the name of that school. And every time that you go to bed, you look at that picture. Your mind continues to think, but your mind never stops. Your spirit never goes to sleep. So you are thinking on that you're meditating on that while you are asleep. So dream boards are a very important part of what we do as the International Mastermind. What is also very interesting is about 2 months ago, even Oprah Winfrey on her front cover had dream boards as something that people need to do. People, it's not just a dream, it is part of the auto-suggestion. And also another part of the auto-suggestion is the fact you have negativity coming at you all the time. So it's not just coming back and saying something, but you clear it, and then you declare. You declare what is correct for you and what is the correct thing. If someone, people, you say, I'm never going to be debt-free. Well, you click, you clear, you put that out, and you come back and you say, I will be debt-free. I am debt-free right now. My credit card is paid off. My house is not in foreclosure. I can see right now that I am going to be caught up. Everything is good. So you have your desires, and when you see negativity, you click, you clear, and you declare. You declare. And declarations are something that we live by. Declaration is auto-suggestion. Your dream board. That's part of the auto-suggestion. It's very important. What Ann said, and I think Stephanie said also, you can't take the shortcut. You can't talk negative and participate in that one day and then the next day, boy, I got to do better than this. No, it's every day. It's every day. And it's all day. It's not hard. It's just being consistent. So thank you very much. Just wanted to add that point.
Oh, thank you very much, Sharon. That was a very insightful point. Before you do get off, I want to ask you, more of a personal question. You spoke about the dream board, in terms of one of the methods of using auto-suggestion. But what methods do you personally use to achieve your goals?
Well, I think that we our foundational book is Think of Grow Rich, right?
Yes.
And, that is a book that I have read probably, it's one that I've read about four times. And so goal setting is something that we do every day, every week. And you kind of modify, you look at what you do. Things, people try and put things on your calendar. Well, the question becomes, does that work with the goal that I have set? I participate in the Palm Beach Life Planners, and we set goals. And so if I don't achieve my goal, that means not only have I failed to myself, I have failed the Palm Beach Life Planners. So Those are things that I look at every day. Every week, and then have to go back to Palm Beach Life Planners and tell them why I didn't succeed. So we hold ourselves accountable not only to ourselves, but we hold ourselves accountable to one another. That's part of your support mechanism. Everybody has a support mechanism, and that is one of the reasons why. That's one of the things that Think and Grow Rich espouses. You need a support mechanism. And fortunately for me, they are a group of very, very strong women. So, it's just one of those things. And the other part, when you say, whether you are, whether you believe in God or not, but you have to search the scriptures. What are the scriptures that support what you're looking for? Is it health? Then you think about those and you speak them into the atmosphere. Is it wealth? You look up every one and you speak that into the atmosphere. Is it about family? You look up every scripture and you speak that out in the atmosphere. So, there is so many things that you can do, but they're all essential. And whatever it is, you do it with consistency. As Ms. Stephanie mentioned it, you don't just do it with consistency. You do it with a deep and unabiding faith. I shall never forget when I was about your age that I wanted a new job. I thought about that job. I didn't know about dream boards at the time, but I thought about that job the first thing in the morning. I thought about my new job the last thing before I went to bed, and I talked about that job. And my girlfriend said, Sharon, you keep talking about this job and you haven't even gone on one interview yet. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you're right. But I didn't care. I kept on doing it. And you know what? The job came on the scene. I said, I'm going to have a new job by the end of May. That job came on the scene. It wasn't by the end of May, but I was accepting and signing my papers by June.
Wow.
No, she was right. Sharon, you haven't gone on one interview yet, and it is April. But you know what? I didn't stop. The same process every day, every day, every day. And in June, I had that job. I was moving to West Palm Beach.
Wow.
So, there are people, she didn't mean any harm. She didn't mean any harm at all. What she thought she was doing was bringing me into reality.
Mm-hmm. So, but I take it in terms of what she was doing. It was a bit of a negative influence on, you know, what your actual goal was, correct?
Correct.
Mm.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Mr. Baptiste.
Oh, Mr. Monroe, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing terrific. How about yourself? How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. I'm just getting settled in on the call. I was listening in on Ms. Sharon as she was telling her story.
Oh, very good, very good. Yes, her story was very enlightening. Sharon, we both would like to say thank you very much for your wonderful insight. Thank you very much for sharing. Now, Mr. Monroe, I'm glad to have you on the call. And I'd like to direct the question now towards you. You know, we do find in the book that our subconscious mind acts upon thoughts that have been well emotionalized and mixed with faith. And my question to you is, Mr. Monroe, what thoughts have you used auto-suggestion with? And, you know, can you explain to us the method that you actually use to apply auto-suggestion towards those thoughts?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Okay. The question is, what thoughts have you used auto-suggestion with, and can you explain the methods that you use to apply auto-suggestion?
Okay. Well, the methods that I use in auto-suggestion is I write out a couple of powerful sentences that portray what I'm thinking and what I want to accomplish. And I'll post that to where I'll see it most often, whether it be on the kitchen fridge or right next to my bed or right next to the mirror. I would read it out whenever I approach it. So I'm probably one of the people who go to the fridge more than anybody. So that means I'll be reading that aloud about 7 times a day. And I read it with conviction and the power that I wrote it with. So that way, it can let my mind know and my mind can process this is what he's trying to accomplish and this is what he wants. So let's work toward that goal.
Wow, okay. That sounds very simple and very profound. Now, Mr. Monroe, can you actually give us an example of one of your short-term goals and what they are?
One of my short-term goals is to... Well, one of my newer ones is to pass my final exams for high school.
Okay.
And when I pass these exams, then I can see if I'll be able to take my my BJC exam, which is an exam that we take in the Bahamas that determines that determines our level of classes. And usually, if you do well in your exam, then you can take it early in 8th grade because you're supposed to take it in 9th grade. So I want to take that early. And to take that early, I have to pass my final exams, which I study about 4 hours a day for.
Okay, so you definitely...
So that's one of my short-term goals.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, and are there any affirmations or things to repeat to yourself to help you, to help ensure that you pass these tests?
I haven't prepared any yet. I know I'm kind of late on those, but
mm-hmm.
I'll probably start on some today.
Okay, very good. Well, from the way it sounds, you definitely have been taking action, which is, I believe, one of the most important steps in achieving any goal or any desire that you want. So you definitely are ahead of the game in terms of taking action. So kudos to you for that, Mr. Monroe. And also, thank you very much for sharing. That was very wonderful. We definitely appreciate your input. Before we move on to the next topic, I would actually like to bring us to a commercial and let everyone know that this call has been brought to us by the International Masterminders Association.
Thank you for listening to the Blog Talk Station of the Youth International Masterminders Association. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we discuss the best-selling, life-changing book, Think and Grow Rich. Your host, Stephon Mason of Miami, Florida, Master Baptiste of Miami, Florida, and Malachi Monroe of Nassau, Bahamas, are discussing auto-suggestion this week of Think and Grow Rich Manual and inviting you to join us. For more information on the International Masterminds Association, its members and values, please visit us at www.internationalmasterminderswithanf.org. That's www.internationalmasterminders.org. Thank you. This show is produced and brought to you by The Little Technology Professor, changing the way people use technology for their lives. The Little Technology Professor, making technology simple.
And thank you very much, Mr. Monroe, for your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job on those commercials. They did do a great job, everyone. Definitely credit given back to Mr. Monroe. Now, we're going to get into another point, another topic this morning. It's a very, very intriguing topic. And we see later in the chapter that we're instructed to hold our minds on the exact amount of money or the goal or whatever it is that we desire until we can actually see it in our mind's eye. Now, this process is very powerful, and everyone who reads the book, Think Grow Rich, can agree with me when I say this. And I want to actually get some examples of situations where, you know, some of our callers today, some of our guests, you know, you specifically, have used this principle, you know, of visualization and, you know, applied it to your life with the principle of auto-suggestion. So do I have any callers who would like to share or give us examples of how they've used this principle in their lives? Do I have any callers who'd like to share?
Could you repeat the question?
Okay, yes, I definitely will repeat the question. Now, the question was basically, you know, visualizing and seeing in your mind's eye the goal or, you know, that which you desire, whether it be the amount of money or the relationship or the job, you know, whatever the goal is, you know, through visualization. Can you give us an example of how you use this visualization process to actually manifest and, you know, apply auto-suggestion in your life to accomplish your goals?
To read a response to your question, if that's okay?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, well, in the version of the Thinking Grow Rich book that I have, on page 71, at the bottom of the page, it says, go into a quiet spot, preferably in bed at night, where you will not be disturbed or interrupted. Close your eyes and repeat aloud so that you may hear your own words, the written statement of the amount of money you intend to accumulate, the time limit for its accumulation, and a description of the service or merchandise you intend to give in return for the money. As you carry out these instructions, see yourself already in possession of the money. For example, suppose that you intend to accumulate $500,000 by the 1st of January, 5 years from now, that you intend to give personal services in return for the money in the capacity of a sales representative. Your written statement of your purpose should be similar to the following. By the first day of January, and you will state the year, I will have in my possession $500,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of selling. I describe the service. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. And the second step, it says that we should repeat this program night and morning until you can clearly visualize in your imagination the money you intend to accumulate. And then third and the last step in this process, place a written copy of this statement where you can see it at night and in the morning and read it just before retiring. and upon arriving until it has been memorized. And so in my response to your question, this statement, this affirmation, when I read it the very first time, almost 30 years ago, I actually read this, not necessarily every day at this point in my life, but definitely at least twice a week. And so I think one of the things that I want to also mention before I turn the phone back over is that oftentimes if you think about how often we replace the I with you, in other words, sometimes we feel that somebody else is supposed to do this for me, and it's not an I proposition. But when we begin to internalize the I in the fact that these are actions we must take, nobody's going to take these actions for us, that is the only time and the only place and the only way our dreams are going to become a reality. As we use the affirmations, we have to remember, again, that we have to have actions with those affirmations. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you very much, Ms. Green. Thank you very much for sharing. It definitely gave us also some very good insight, and we appreciate it. Now, do we have any other callers today, any other guests that actually like to share their thoughts on our suggestion, how to apply and use these principles?
Press 1 to raise your hand.
At the moment right now, we're speaking on a topic about a suggestion, the visualization process behind it, and how to actually apply this principle. And right now, do we have any callers who have any questions or comments that they'd like to add in? Once again, any callers?
Mr. Baptiste. Yes,
yes,
Mr. Baptiste, I'd like to, Mr. Baptiste.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Mr. Monroe, if that by any chance his father may be available to share. Mr. Monroe?
Yeah.
Yes, is your father available?
No.
Okay, all right, no problem. So, Mr. Baptiste, I'm going to ask Ms. Stephanie Ebanks if she would share.
Okay, Ms. Stephanie, are you on the call? At the moment, Ms. Stephanie, you may not be on the call.
Oh, Ms. Stephanie's not there. You see, I know we all have auto-suggestion stories, and Mr. Malachi Monroe actually has one that he experienced prior to publishing his first book, and then some of the things that happened after his book was published with Fox News and some other publicity that he received, but it all came out of his auto-suggestion and his affirmation that he had written, and I'm wondering if he would be willing to share with our listening audience either one of those stories. Now, this is from Malachi Monroe, not Valentino Monroe. Okay, Mr. Baptiste, Mr. Monroe must have dropped off the call again.
Okay, no problem at all. You know, the principle of auto-suggestion, it is, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, whether you apply it consciously or subconsciously, I believe it's one of the most powerful forces that you can have because, you know, everything that you speak comes into existence. So by you speaking, you know, whether it be positive or negative, or, you know, saying something such as, oh, I feel tired, I'm tired, I'm so tired, I've come to realize that the more you know, speak that you're tired, you really do feel tired. And it's so simple, but a lot of people don't really realize it. And they don't take hold and take account of, you know, what they say, what they think, because obviously what you think about becomes reality. So That being the case, you know, whether I'm having a good day or whether I'm having a really bad day, I like to just, you know, at any point during my day, repeat to myself, I feel great. I feel great. I feel terrific. I feel great. I feel terrific. And what begins to happen for me personally and through my experience, I notice that a small transformation takes place and, you know, more positive things come into my life. You know, a phone call from a friend I haven't spoken to in a long time may come along, or, you know, I may see, you know, the car I want driving down the street, or, you know, I may just, in general, just begin to feel better. And I'm, you know, that's one way that, you know, just use an auto suggestion to, you know, tell myself I feel better. Tell myself I'm ecstatic on the call, not sure your phone, that is. But basically, you know, just use an auto suggestion to boost my day and to boost my lifestyle. By saying something as simple as I feel great, I feel terrific, you know, it really helps and it absolutely works. You know, auto-suggestion, it can be used in any area of your life. And for myself personally, I like to always, you know, make sure that I feel good because in my personal opinion, I feel that feeling good is the key to unlocking and getting closer and actually achieving the things that you want in addition to taking action towards your goals. So do we have any other callers or any other guests you'd like to share or maybe question or comment on these principles
yes.
of auto-suggestion? Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Baptiste, I just wanted to ask Ms. Sharon Jackson if she would open all the lines because Vaughn is trying to make a comment, but he's trying to get his line open.
Okay, all of the lines are open.
Okay, Vaughn, are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Okay, go ahead and make your statement, please.
It wasn't me. I had someone that was, I had somebody that was tuned in. She's also here. Hold on, Deaza.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
Oh, I'm great. We're great here. Thank you for asking.
I'm tuning in and I'm just listening. I think one of the biggest things when it comes to auto-suggestion is meditation. We talked about visualizing and actually, you know, the action that you have to take with meditation. Meditation is visually putting yourself where you want to be in life and obsessively being able to say, what do I need to do to get there? One of the things that I personally do is I say where I want to be, what I want to do, what it is that I want to accomplish, and then I figure out who it is that I need to know in order to get there. And I make a list. I do my research of what person it is I need to know, what organization can help me get there, and I make a list of contacts. And I make sure that I contact those people so that they know who I am, either by name, by email, by phone number. They know who I am. They know who DeAsia is and what DeAsia is looking for. And that way, when I'm trying to make those steps towards my goals, when I'm trying to make those steps towards saying what I want to do or what I want to accomplish, the list of people that I would want in my circle or that can help me get there, I already have them. So that's already a foot in the door in accomplishing that. And I think that's very important. So to sit down and meditate. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To sit down and meditate and have that it's a self-evaluation to me is also very important. And the literal honest evaluation that you would get at a job or on an interview where you say, what is it that I'm looking for? What are they looking for? What do I need to have? And you sit down and you say your best skills, your worst skills, what you can improve on. Being honest with yourself and being able to say that even if you don't see room for improvement, nobody is perfect, which means there's always room to grow, there's always room to change and get better. So even without seeing a problem, actively trying to grow and improve, that's something that's very important. And being able to sit down and write that down and say, this is what I want to do next. This is what I need to work on next. For me, that's something that is very relevant to this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, every day that you're alive, you constantly learn and you constantly grow. And meditation is definitely a vital key to help you achieve that. I agree with you 100%. Now, my question to you is, you know, what short-term goals do you have and what are you doing to actually reach them and accomplish them?
Well, my short-term goals, I'm in graduate school now, so mm-hmm. one of my short-term goals is to finish my degree. And then within the next, my short term, I do 5 years for my short term. So finishing my degree and actually starting into my career working with a not-for-profit and hopefully starting to build my own not-for-profit organization. So right now I'm in school working towards completing my degree. I've been in contact with several not-for-profits, and I actually worked with a not-for-profit from my undergrad. So keeping those contacts and trying to find interested parties that could help build that team up, that could help sit on that board, and researching different grants that are offered towards what I'm trying to do with the programming and, the youth that I'm trying to help. So actively trying to find those grants now so that I have a list to contact when I'm ready.
Okay, and what is the actual non-for-profit that you work for now?
The non-for-profit is actually an organization that I helped start up when I was in my undergraduate called PACE. It's Performing Arts for Effective Civic Education. And we built it up as undergrads, and then we turned it into a not-for-profit in 2011 when we graduated. So still working very closely with that organization as the prototype and trying to build and just learn the not-for-profit business. And reaching out, we have, several mentors who are great with trying to give us encouragement. I know someone said was talking earlier about having a team that's there to encourage you, and we have so many women and men who are encouraging us and trying to show us ropes when it comes to running an organization.
Wow, so it definitely sounds like you guys have a very strong backbone behind you in your organization. And for yourself as well, it definitely sounds like you're heading in the right direction in terms of reaching your goals and actually achieving your own non-for-profit. So congratulations, and definitely good luck to you down the road for that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you have any other callers today who would like to add some input or maybe some comments about the topic of auto suggestion?
Vaughn, this is Sharon Jackson. You know, I heard you mention this, but I thought it was important to reiterate. In the chapter of auto-suggestion, I heard you say this, and I just thought it was very strong in my eye to bring this back. It says the subconscious mind takes any order given it in a spirit of absolute faith. It doesn't matter if it's a positive order or if it's a negative order. If it's a positive order about feeling good or if it's a negative order in terms of I am sick, your subconscious mind hears it and acts on it. It doesn't care. It doesn't care if it's good or if it's bad. As long as you give it and you say it with faith, it accepts it and it acts on it. And that's one of the things that is so important. When you hear people say, I am so sick and tired. I am sick of you. Well, you know what? Your subconscious hears that and it acts on it. It doesn't care. It acts on it as long as you do it consistently and with absolute faith. It says it acts upon those orders, although the orders often have to be presented over and over again through repetition before they are interpreted by your subconscious, but they jump in operation as you say them. And I just thought that it was very important to get up and to get back and to make sure that I reiterated that the book, Think and Grow Rich, which is our primary source, indicates the same thing. The young lady that was just on the call, she thinks about what she does. She meditates about what she's going to do. She does research, which is another form to support auto-suggestion. She thinks about it. She meditates on it. She researches what she does. It is all a part. It's a layer upon layer upon layer of what you do. You know, Malachi mentioned he thinks about what he's going to do. He outlines what he's going to do. He writes it. He puts it on the refrigerator because that's where he is a lot. It's probably up in his room also. More than likely, it's in his bathroom mirror also. It's just something that you let do repeatedly. And it doesn't matter whether it's good or whether it's bad. Your subconscious acts on it. And that's the reason why it is so important for us to do what's good. Because you get the negative automatically. So thank you very much.
And Ms. Jackson, to add on to your point, I also think that it will be good practice to memorize your affirmation statement. So it won't just come to you needing to have the paper in front of you to read it out. You would know it in your heart and in your mind so that you can read it out anytime you need to give that extra push of motivation.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Ms. Jackson, for your wonderful insight. And Mr. Monroe, thank you very much as well. Now, Mr. Monroe, if I can, I'd like to direct the question towards you. You know, you gave us a little bit of information on some of your short-term goals, but what are your actual long-term goals, and how do you plan on achieving them?
Well, my long-term goals is for my company, The Little Technology Professor, which is a sponsor of today's call, to be inducted into the Forbes 500 Most Admired Companies of the Year award ceremony. So that's a major goal that we're striving to accomplish every single day, making contacts, emailing, calling people. So that's one of my long-term goals.
Okay, absolutely. And do you have like a certain time frame in which you plan to achieve that goal?
That goal is a 10-year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And, you know, with the pace that you're on now, where you're continuing to visualize and write the goal down and repeat affirmations to yourself, you definitely are on track to hit that goal. So just keep working towards it, and good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're very welcome. And all of the lines are open, so if you do, any other callers that have any comments, questions, or anything they'd like to add in, please feel free. Right now is the time to do it.
I'd like to go on to commercial break.
Okay.
Another sponsor of the show is Fresh Dough Cookie Co.
This show is sponsored by Fresh Dough Cookie Co. Fresh baked splendor using only the ingredients you know, trust, and can't pronounce. And that's the Fresh Dough Cookie Co. Find us on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Fresh Dough Cookie Co. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors on the call today, as well as the Little Technology Professor, as well. We'd like to thank him for being our sponsor as well. And, in order to achieve what you want, you know, you have to visualize it, and you have to repeat it to yourself. You have to already claim it. You know, it has to be yours before you even go after it. You want that promotion from the lower level self position to, you know, the manager level position. You know, the manager position already has to be yours, regardless who's already there. You know, you want your company to get created and become a living, breathing, you know, company that's yours, that's your own not-for-profit company. You know, you have to use auto-suggestion. You have to repeat it to yourself. You have to claim it. You have to own it. And even for your company that's going to be in the Forbes 500 within the next 10 years, you have to claim it. It has to be yours. Your position has to already be there. You know, you have to already see your company within the top 15 or within the top 5 or, you know, whatever the place may be that you want your company to be at in the Forbes 500. So you have to claim it. You have to already see your company there. So I just wanted to add in that one little, comment, you know, for anybody listening, anybody trying to achieve a goal.
I have a question, Mr. Baptiste.
Oh, go ahead.
Mr. Monroe mentioned his 10-year goal, and I'd like for him to share with the listening audience, how old will you be in 10 years?
In 10 years, I'll be 22. 22
in 10 years.
Yes.
And have you looked out at your goals for 20 years from now, which would make you 32?
Pardon me?
What are your 20-year goals? Do you have 20-year goals? I should ask.
Any 20-year goals? No, I don't have any at the moment.
Okay.
I don't have any 20-year goals.
Okay. I would suggest you may want to consider setting some goals for 20 years and 40 years from now. And when you look out as a young person, especially financially, as we affirm and use auto-suggestion and all of these different things, you can set some small goals to have some large returns financially in your life as a young person because you have time on your side.
Yes.
Okay, so just a suggestion, and that also goes for you too, Mr. Baptiste, as a young person.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, this is Sharon Jackson, and one of the things that Ann says all the time is you have to think about what am I going to do when I'm 92. And it doesn't seem like it's a big deal now because you're only, what, 12, and Michael might be 18, 19, and Stefan is 19. And so you think it doesn't really, you know, shoot, I have time until one day, and if she can think about it, you know, I think it is worth and going through what she did about 6 months ago in terms about what is happening and what kind of decision making you're making in your teens, and then what happens in your 20s, and then what happens when you're 30, and then the next thing you know, you're 92. And that's very important because, and that hits and strikes very close to me, is because my mother is now 92, and she's still very healthy. My mother's 92 and just bought a new car. And so, and that's because she had a goal. But now she's 92, and, you know, I'm not sure that she has another goal to hit. And she's spending this year thinking about, well, what am I going to do until I'm 102? And that's where she is now. But it's very important because that time goes by so fast. And when Ann did that on the call, went through that exercise on the call about 3 months ago, it was very significant because it made everyone at that moment realize how fast time moves on. And it moves that fast because there's activity, there's things being put in your time that takes up time, but you may lose sight of what the goal is if you don't have it in front of you at all times. So that's the reason why I thought it was important to come behind Ann and highlight exactly what she said. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Sharon. You make a very interesting point there. Time. Yeah, time. We can't control it. We can't buy more of it. And it is, you know, it's very limited. And we only have 24 hours in a day. So it's very essential that we all manage the time effectively and make the most of every single day we have here. Because one of the things that we all realize that tomorrow isn't promised. It's not guaranteed that we're going to wake up tomorrow. And not only that, but you can't take time for granted, as she just said. So thank you very much, Sharon.
Okay, excuse me, one more thing, and that is, it just made me think about it. You know, we all have to think about time, but you as men have to think specifically about time. Men, you are being grown to be head of households. So time is specifically important for you because you are not only going to be responsible for your time, soon you're going to create lifetime relationships, which means you're going to have to be responsible for your time and your wife's time. And then you're not only going to have to be head and be looking out over time to take care of you and your wife as your small household, but then you're going to add on to your household, which means you're going to have to be responsible for your time, your wife's time, your child's time, and you're going to have to be looking out forward to lead your family and your household forward because you're supposed to be the head of that household. So for you in particular, it is important for you to understand the value of setting goals and the value of being the head of your ship, because you are responsible for, will be responsible for more than you. So you can't get off course. Thank you. I just had to go come back and say that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Sharon. That topic, you know, that point that you just made, that actually that kind of hit me, made me realize a few things. And what you say is true. It's very true. Very, very true. Do you have any other callers that have any comments, questions, or things you'd like to add on to that that thought that Sharon has made, or anything related to auto-suggestion?
I agree. This is John Jackson. I agree with the comments from Ms. Sharon Jackson, but I also think that it's important that we realize that, yes, you don't have tomorrow as promised, but we need to live every day as if it were our last, as far as conducting our businesses or even at some small social aspects of our social life, because I believe, I'm a firm believer in you work hard, but you play even harder, because if you're working hard on a constant basis, you're never reinventing your wheel. You're never sitting and saying, well, what can I do next? If you're always focused, you like with me, it's, with me being a pilot, for example, if you're always flying and these six instruments are looking at you, if you begin to focus on one, that's fixation. With fixation, you can soon have a crash your plane, because it's been several, most, as fact, more than 80% of the accidents that you hear on the news about an aircraft, it's purely pilot error. So if you're fixated on airspeed indicator, or if you're fixated on why your heading seems to be this way, why does it say your plane is turning to the left, but you're feeling like you're leading to the right? If you're fixated on one thing every day, you can't realize that there's a broader picture. And if you have, I believe, yes, like I much compliments to the young man that's 12 and has his own business and has such great plans for him to have at the age 22. Much compliments to that. But at the same time, you have to realize that you have to have something that takes you away from business, because at the end of the day, all of life can't be consumed by business. Yes, money is an important aspect at life, but money is not going to give us happiness. And this is something we can have today and be gone tomorrow. The value of the dollar can drop. It's happened several times. Or once you die, you're not going to take a single dollar with you. You're not. So you have to be consumed in your work, yes. But at the same time, in order for you to reinvent yourself, you have to step out of the box and think about life out of the box. You have to look in the box and say, well, what can I fix here? Where can I make improvements? And when we have such conscious thought and we have the automatic suggestion, it's always going to keep you rejuvenated and energized, if you will. I'm doing this work, so my financial affairs are great. So what about the administrative affairs of my business? Is everything going on right with all my teams performing with one another? Is it even resources performing? If you're dealing in a business, it's kind of research, are we close?
Hello, yes. One of our callers, you have a little bit of static on the line. Call if you can, just mute your line, please.
Michael, this is Sharon Jackson. Yes. Thank you. That was a very good comment. I just really appreciate it. And I am sorry that if it sounds as if we are skewed. Again, we mention it, and we mention the fact that we all are thinking about thinking real rich, at least those persons that are involved in the International Mastermind. And earlier in the call, they talked about International Mastermind and the areas in which we mastermind in. Malachi, would you like to go through that to make sure he understands that the foundation of the International Mastermind is to be whole and to be balanced? I just think that's very important to reiterate for those that may not have read Think and Grow Rich.
Karen, I'm not sure. Maybe we lost Mr. Baptiste, but I just wanted to mention that we're a few minutes.
sorry about
Ms.
that.
Matisse, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, okay. Mr. McNeil. My line was on mute. I do apologize for that. I wanted to actually add in and comment that a balance, you know, it's very, you know, it's very sensitive to life because, as Mr. Johnson was saying, you know, life is not all about business. Life is not all about making money either. You know, you definitely have to have a balance because, you know, too much of a good thing can actually be bad. And, you know, although money can't buy us happiness, money does affect a lot of things in our lives and it makes, you know, certain things in life a lot easier. So money is a very important aspect of life. But balance is necessary because, you know, we are human. You know, we're not machines or radios or, you know, robots that can just operate off of gasoline or you can just plug us into a wall and we just go for days and on and on and on. You know, we're human. We have needs that need to be met. You know, they're emotional needs. You know, they're spiritual needs and, you know, things, you know, psychological needs, which are of much more importance than anything physical in this world. And so, you know, that's where balance comes into play because, you know, you make sure that your business is taken care of. However, at the same time, you know, you make sure that you do what's fun to you. Make sure that you do what you enjoy. You know, if you enjoy eating a salami sandwich, you know, by God, go have a salami sandwich. You know, if you enjoy flying kite on the weekend, you know, take your kids, take your friends, take your family out there and go fly your kite. You know, it's really important that you do what feels good to you. I think this will help you find, you know, that balance and that center of equilibrium in your life that actually allows you to live your life to the fullest. So that was just piggybacking off of the point made by Johnson as well as Sharon, how important balance is in your life. Now, Ms. McNeil, I do believe that you were actually going to comment before I step in.
Yes, I just want to just reiterate what we've heard about the balance and just to mention again that we mastermind in 10 different areas of our life to bring that point home again. And those areas are as follows: spiritual, family, financial, education, health, personal, business or career, recreation, creativity, and civics. And we set goals in our life for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, out for 40 years at least. And when you think about leaving a legacy and living a life of significance, we really should have a vision for our life that extends after we're dead and gone. And so I'd like to encourage all of us who are on the call and those who will be listening to this show as a download, I would encourage all of you who think about 100 years from now, what will they say about you? Will anybody remember that you were even here? And so as we think about living a life of balance, and I would really, really, really encourage all of us to really think about those 10 areas and what's important for each of us in each of those areas. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. McNeil. At the moment, I would like to ask any other of our callers to add in any type of comments that they have or reiterate any point you may hear on today's call on auto suggestions. Once again,
we only have a few minutes left in the call, so if Mr. Monroe may do another commercial and we can prepare to wrap up the call, the radio show.
Oh, okay, please go right ahead, Mr. Monroe.
Thank you for listening to the Blog Talk Station of the Youth International Masterminders Association. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we discuss the best-selling, life-changing book, Think and Grow Rich. Your hosts, Stephon Mason of Miami, Florida, Michael Baptiste of Miami, Florida, and Malachi Monroe of Nassau, Bahamas, are discussing auto-suggestion this week on Think and Grow Rich Manual and inviting you to join us. For more information on the International Masterminders Association, its members, and values, please visit us at www.internationalmastermindersw.org. That's www. www.internationalmasterminds.org. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Mr. Monroe. Thank you very much for that wonderful commercial. Now, in order to wrap up, you know, we are coming to the end of our show, and I just would like to thank everyone for the input and the patience. You know, this is our fourth show, and if we can do anything better or discuss a topic on Thinking Grow Rich that you would like to hear, please feel free to let us know. And I want to let you guys know that financial independence, riches, desirable business, and professional positions are not within reach of the person who neglects or refuses to expect, plan, and demand these things. As Ms. Ann has always said, you have a dream. I'm sorry. You have to have a dream to have a dream come true. I'll repeat that again. You have to have a dream to have a dream come true. Remember, anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few people know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. I want you all to go out and make it a great 2012. We are the International Masterminds Association, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking with you next week, same time at 8 a.m. on the Saturday morning show. Have a blessed week, everyone, and goodbye.